Welcome to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox in association with Smile Radio, playing the music that matters. I've got an hour of great music coming up, old and new. So join me as I pay homage to the bands and artists who play under the radar of mainstream radio. If you want to get in touch, you can email me, thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. Leap over to the website, thecodfatherdj.com, or you can catch me on Twitter and Instagram, Smile Radio 3. This week I'm going to start the show with the iconic band The Prodigy, as a mark of respect for Keith Flint, who sadly left the world this week. Now I'm sure you will all have your favourites by the band. Well, the track I've chose is Breathe, because I could have had a full show of them. Gone, but not forgotten, Keith. Rest in peace, this is Breathe, The Prodigy. Wow, the studio's in chaos. Me and Nathan dancing out there. What a great way to start the show, this week's show. That was new noise from Swedish hardcore band Refused. They formed way back in 1991, releasing several EPs before disbanding in 1998. After completing the classic album The Shape of Punk to Come, they released their fourth studio album, Freedom, in 2015. Right, a Codfather favourite next. It's an exclusive as well. A band called Knuckle. It's the title track from their debut album, Life is Hard When You're Soft Inside. They never disappoint, this trio. All the usual hooks, riffs, harmonies, heavy-duty drums. I absolutely love it. The album launch is at the Parish, Huddersfield, on May the 18th. You can pop onto their Facebook page. All the ticket details are on there.
To think that I am
Argentinian wonder pub there with the Tea Party. Four piece from Buenos Aires with their alternative grunge vibe. I'd just like to say a thank you to Ginger Cat Bad Rocks from Bikini Death Race. She actually sent us a nice little goodie bag out, t-shirts, vinyl, absolutely love it, so thank you very much. Right, we're moving on. Got a band who were formed in Nottingham back in 1991, Tindersticks. They were one of the most original and distinctive British acts of the 90s. A little bit obtuse and melancholy in their sort of music. So you're sort of thinking Leonard Cohen, Ian Curtis, that sort of thing. And they did gain quite a dedicated following after the release of their eponymous 1993 debut album. Self-titled it was, as was the second one. This is A Drunk Tank. You're listening to The Alternative Jukebox with The Codfather.
One, two, three, four. How you doing tonight? Are the blankets tied? The drums shout outside your window. Lights breaks across your wall. Think of me, it never goes away. Think of me, I know it never goes away. Just walk these miles to be passing by. Just to say that I'm okay. For you to see the state of me. I know I said you better get home. I always stayed up so late, always forgiving my inconsideration. It's a different story when you can never go home again. I'm home, home again. I always stayed out so late.
We went from Tindersticks Drunk Tank to the aptly named Drunk Tank and Honeysuckle, noise rockers from Illinois in Chicago, a band who were active between 89 and 92. Although they, it was a bit of a sort of short-lived few albums, they did actually release a few favourable reviews to the songs they had to read. I'm going round the bend here. Although they did actually have a short-lived career, they did have a few releases which produced favourable reviews. It's all right. Nathan should come in with the... So that was Drunk Tank and Honeysuckle. Right, moving on, we go to Sunflower Dead. Five-piece rock metal band from Long Beach, California. Vocalist Michael Del Pizzo informed the band that he had a short story titled The Sunflower Dead about a group of boys who were left for dead in an empty field with sunflowers placed over their eyes, only to be resurrected as a group of undead vigilantes. This striking a chord visually in terms of with the band in terms of an angle to go and tour around. So the band constantly toured for about 6 years. Their third album, Coma, was released in October 2018. This is Victim.
Hey!
Quality music comes as standard there with the Confather and his alternative jukebox. It's Riff Central here. It's absolute carnage in the studio. There's Nathan bouncing off the walls. That was Relentless Confliction by Mutation. It's the deformed brainchild of Ginger Wildart. Yes, him of the Wildarts. One of British rock's actual living legends. And their third album, Dark Black, is worth a listen. So there you go. Right, next on the jukebox, I've got four chilled out blokes from London whose interests are, if you're not a dick, we'd like to have a beer with you. They're formed in 2007, which saw them play numerous gigs on the punk and metal scene. This is Local Madman, and I hope it bites you.
Yeah.
More angrier than chilled, if you ask me. What a tune. Oh no, that was from Quirky Cork based four-piece Pinhole. Brandishing their alternative flag. I really, really, really do like that song. That's from Oh No 2, Yoko and the Oh No's, a trio from Chicago with a revved up retro rock sound. You know, that blends garage and vintage soul, and they got a deal with Autumn Tone in 2015.
Loneliness to my place. Take me to where the caviar sank, and I'm leaving without a trace. And I will keep, 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 keep moving, moving, moving on my own, yeah. Fireside blinds my fears, you put me to work. Memories drown my tears, even if I'm a jerk. I will keep moving on my own.
Bit of old school punk there. That was The Vibrators and Baby Baby. They are currently touring the UK, and they've been active since 1976. You can catch them at O'Reilly's in Hull on the 29th of March and at the Victoria Vaults, York, on Saturday the 30th. Up next we have Stiff Little Fingers, who actually took their name from The Vibrators' song of the same title, which appeared on their debut album, Pure Mania. This is the classic Stiff Little Fingers and Gotta Get Away. There you go, Stiff Little Fingers, Gotta Get Away. Sadly, we are out of time, so once again, it's a big thank you to Nathan for his production, Dr. Ains, for his services beyond all duty anyway. Susie and Smile Radio, and of course you for listening. You can catch up on this and previous shows on Podbean. So go to www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. Original bands and artists, you can drop me a tune to thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. Yep, I have been the Codfather. You have been listening to the Alternative Jukebox in association with Smile Radio. I'm ending the show this week with Hull's punk foursome at Filthy Filthy, who are very busy gigging at the moment, and you can actually catch them at the Black Bull, Gateshead, 22nd of March. O'Reilly's in Hull on the 29th of March. That is actually with the Vibrators. The Woolpack in Doncaster, the 6th of April. That's with Vomit. Then back at Adelphi in Hull on the 20th of April with the Ming City Rockers. This is Filthy Filthy and Listen to the Radio. And I shall catch you next week. Thank you.
Still time.